Spent nuclear fuel is piling up at many commercial nuclear power plants around the nation. Scientists know how to reprocess and reuse the fuel, but the U.S. nuclear power industry currently does not recycle. UW-Madison engineering physics professor Michael Corradini says the recycling of nuclear waste can be improved, and he contends now is the time to do it.
We have consciously not done this since the 1970s because we wanted to provide an example to other countries that we don't necessarily need to do this and still proceed with nuclear power. But I think that we're at a time now where we have to think beyond that, and with the need for energy, particularly electrical energy, this is a way to more efficiently deal with our spent fuel.
Corradini says scientists also think they can shorten the amount of time the radioactive waste needs to be isolated, as well as cut the amount of waste that has to be shipped to a local or national waste repository. Corradini and others from UW-Madison are joining some other Big Ten universities and the University of Chicago for a recycling project at the Argonne National Lab in Illinois. Anti-nuclear groups are suspicious. Alice Slater is president of the Global Resource Action Center for the Environment. She says this is one case where recycling does not make sense.
The best thing we can do is to stop making more waste, keep it where it is, and put it in the best concrete containers we can make and guard it, put it under guns, gates, and guards.
Slater contends that recycling and reprocessing nuclear waste makes it more likely some waste will be made into bombs. But UW professor Corradini says the Argonne lab has invented a recycling technology that makes it very difficult, for example, to turn plutonium into bomb-making material. Corradini says the recycling initiative in Illinois will also help train the next generation of nuclear scientists. Anti-nuclear groups say the government should instead train more experts in how to get energy from other sources. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.